Good morning, Professor. It's time to wake up. I brought you some breakfast from the hotel lobby. They have free breakfast down there. Oh, the lock on the door? Don't you worry about that. I'm very resourceful. That's how I snuck some alcohol along on this field trip, don't you know? And if myself and some of the other schoolgirls got a little drunk, and then maybe a little frisky with each other. You know, being young and sexually inquisitive and all that. Well, who's gonna know? Well, that was the plan, at least. But then you had to stumble into the room and catch me red-handed. Well, red-fingered, at least. You just had to confiscate that liquor and send us all back to our rooms. Then, of course, you said that you'd have to tell the schoolmaster and our parents. That, given my record, I would probably be expelled. Maybe some of the others, too. I have to admit that for the first time in my entire enrollment in this school, I'm a little nervous. No one, let alone a man, has ever gotten the drop on me before. It made me feel scared, vulnerable, and more than a little turned on. Now, hear me out, Professor. I think maybe I've finally met my match. No one has caught me in one of my more serious endeavors before. It's so refreshing to finally find someone that got the upper hand with me. You've won. You have defeated me. So the question is, are you gonna claim your prize? Yeah, rules, schmools. I know it's against the rules. But you probably noticed me knuckles deep in Sasha last night while her sister Tasha licked my pussy. Now, I'm no expert on this rules thing here, but I'm pretty sure that was against the rules as well. So I think I've shown that they don't really matter to me. I am all about having fun and getting lost in the moment and pretty much anything sexual. So, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about me. I'm not a bad girl. I just misbehave in ways that are misunderstood by authority figures, such as parents, teachers, and at least once Interpol. But I'm not completely bad. I'm not above saving. And I'm definitely not just into girls. Yes. I could see how someone could possibly misconstrue this as an attempt for me to get myself and my friends out of trouble. The whole seducing the authority figure to get out of trouble thing. Now, that is entirely why I respect you so much. You can see through my charades so easily. Which is just another reason why I really, really want to make love with you. Who's gonna find out? It's not like they'd ever believe me without some photographic proof. I'm the extremely naughty schoolgirl who spends more time in detention than she does in class. I'd clearly have been expelled by now if the school didn't pride itself on its graduation rate. But I suppose their concern for some favorable statistics only goes so far. And you? You are the young and rising professor with a reputation for being straight-laced and by the book. It's why they put you in charge of this mandatory field trip. They know that you are incorruptible. You can't be bought with money, or threats, or sex. But you could still choose to sleep with one of your students. With me. Of your own free will. And let's face it, I'm guaranteed to be expelled because of this little debacle here. I should really just stop considering myself a student of the school as of last night when the whole lesbian orgy thing happened. So if you look at it that way, I'm not even one of your students anymore. I'm just another girl. A cute girl. With needs. And breasts. And a pussy that is getting increasingly wet the longer I look at you. You've had it out for me since you came to our school anyway. And now, you've got me right where you want me. You're gonna get me expelled, and this school was the last choice for my parents. Now they'll probably kick me out, and I'll be out on the streets anyway, turning tricks soon enough. We could just call this some training for my future career. That's the function of a teacher, isn't it? Training his students. And what fun is your victory if it ends with you getting me expelled? What kind of a resolution is that? You're a man, and I'm a woman. Don't you want to assert your authority over me? Teach me a lesson and show your dominance over me. Honestly, all this other discussion aside, since the very first moment you saw me, haven't you wanted to fuck me, silly? So give me some closure. Let me submit to you in the best way I know. You've got me so completely in your power right now. You'll probably never have a better chance to screw one of your students than you do right now. You've had to been thinking about it. You are a man, after all. A healthy, virile young man, although still a bit older than me. You had to think about fucking one of your cute little students. Especially when she's wearing one of the school uniforms. I've got the entire thing on right now. The cute plaid skirt. The blouse. The tie. The thigh-high stockings. The... Would you look at that? I seem to have forgotten the panties. If I weren't already in a ridiculous amount of trouble, you'd have to give me demerits for that. But I am so far negative right now. But we could turn that into a positive for both of us. And another thing, I wasn't lying about being so wet right now. I'm sure you can see that from over there, although I can move closer, too. Much closer. If you don't believe your eyes, I can even take one of your hands and have you confirm it with touch. Oh my. Even just brushing your fingers across it feels so incredible. I guess I want this even more than I thought. It's making me even wetter. Which would make it even easier for you to have sex with me. We don't even have to worry about my being a virgin. I took care of that long ago. See? Your finger wouldn't be able to go that deep if I were still a virgin. So there would be nothing to stop your cock from doing so either. In fact, the only thing stopping you from putting it in me is you. I'm sure not doing anything to stop you. Here, I'll even crawl up onto the bed next to you. I'll get down on my hands and knees for you, right here on top of the sheets. I'll pull up the skirt of my uniform, up and up and up, over my bottom, so you can get easy access to my pussy. You're gonna have to come out from under those sheets, though, if you wanna get me. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? Although, judging from that bulge in your pajamas, you most definitely are. Why don't you take that thing out, and you can give me some proper discipline? You know you want to do it. You just want to kneel behind me and plunge that big, beautiful cock into this little schoolgirl pussy. Yes. Oh, you're so close behind me now. I can feel the heat of your body so close to mine. And now, I can feel the head of your cock brushing up and down against me. I can even feel a little bit of pre-cum coming out all over my little ass. I guess you really do want to fuck me. Just leave little lazy traces of that all over my ass as your cock slowly homes in on my pussy. Yes, that's it right there. You found it. It's right there. Just waiting for you to take it. Now go ahead. Show your superiority over me. Take your prize. I knew you'd do it. And I knew you'd have a lovely cock. It feels so good to have it in me. I really wanted to smuggle some boys into my room last night because it's been so long since I've been properly fucked. I guess I'm getting my wish now. Or at least I will. If you stop going so slow. You're good at this. I think it's been a while since you've had a proper fucking, though. All those sexy schoolgirls around you must have been driving you wild. can finally unleash all that pent up lust in me. Yes. Yes, just like that. Nice and hard and dominant. Driving your cock into my poor little pussy. You're making my petite little body lurch forward each time. With each thrust. Maybe you should grab onto my ponytail to keep me in place. Yes. Yes. Hold on to it. Right near the base. And put your other hand on my shoulder. And just hold me with both. Hold me while you pound your cock into me. Don't let me get away from you. Because you haven't truly conquered me until you finish. Oh, you haven't conquered me until you come in me. Oh, and mark me with your cum. Oh, yes. I want you to do it. I want you to come inside of me. Because when you do, I'll come so fucking hard myself. I never have a bigger orgasm than when a guy unloads himself inside of me. And I wanna come. I wanna come so badly. I never got the chance to do last night with the other girls. You stopped our fun too soon. I think my entire problem might be I don't get fucked nearly enough for my own good. So please, please fuck me good. And come in me. Please, please, I need to feel it inside me, please. Please, let me take your cum in me. Please mark me with it. Please, I need to feel you. Yes, that's it. Faster. Please, faster. Oh, yes, grab my hair and pull. Yes, pull on it just like that. Just fucking like that. Yes, pound into my little schoolgirl pussy, please. Please. Please fuck me until you come in me. I need it. I need to feel you shooting inside me, sir. Please. Please, I need to feel your hot sticky load in me. I need you to mark me with your gum. Yes, that's it. Yes, I'm so close. Please, please come for me. Please come in me. Please, please come in me, Professor. Yes, yes. Yes, just like that, please, please, yes, yes, I'm coming for you. Feel me squeeze around your cock. Yes, oh yes, keep pumping and out of me. Fuck your cum into my cunt. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? What? What makes you think I want to talk about my expulsion now? Do you really think I came here to fuck you so you wouldn't expel me? You really do underestimate me. Last night was a setup. I had to have you think you had me right where you wanted me. I could see how you looked at me when you thought no one was looking. You just needed the right opportunity. If I hadn't come down to your room, you might have visited me later today. But, by sneaking into your room while you were asleep, I could maintain the advantage. And I could sneak Sasha and Tasha in, too. Come out of the closet, girls. Wonderful things, these newfangled cell phones. They can record video with such crystal clarity. And they can upload it to a secure server on the internet, where you can't get at it. So, here's the deal. You are the most trusted teacher at the school. You have the headmaster's ear. And when he retires this year, you'll probably even have his position. But if you don't want the video of you fucking one of your students to suddenly appear in the inbox of the police and every parent of a student at the school, you're gonna play by my rules. Oh, don't look so sad, Professor. You were a good fuck, and I'm not without a little fondness for you. So, let's start off our new arrangement in style. You, me, and Sasha and Tasha are going to be making videos all day.